2020, Joe Biden offers jobs in New Hampshire, South Carolina. By Joshua Kaplan on February 26, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden has reportedly made job offers in key primary states as he inches closer to announcing a run for the White House in 2020. National Journal reporter Hannah Trudeau tweeted Tuesday afternoon that Biden made jobs offers to individuals in New Hampshire, which traditionally is first in a series of nationwide primary elections. HuffPost's Maxwell Strachan responded to this news, claiming a source relayed to him that the 76-year-old extended offers to others in South Carolina, where several Democrat presidential candidates, including Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, Kamala Harris, DCA, and Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, have already begun campaigning. The reports come as Biden is scheduled to headline the Delaware Democrat Party's largest annual fundraising gala in the coming weeks. Joe Biden is synonymous with Delaware, and is the backbone of our party, Eric Razor Schramm, the state's party chair, said in a statement. His legacy of service speaks for itself, and while he ponders the next chapter in that legacy, we are honored to have him here at home. The event will take place March 16 at the Dover Downs Hotel and Casino. According to a recent poll, Biden and former First Lady Michelle Obama are tied as Democrats' favorite 2020 presidential candidates. As Breitbart News' Sean Moran reported, 25% of Democrat voters said that they would either back Obama or Biden for the Democrat nomination, even though neither Democrat has declared their candidacy for president in 2020, according to a Hill-Harris poll released on Tuesday. Several polls had Biden leading the early list of Democrat contenders in the past few weeks. One poll released in February found that Biden would serve as a formidable opponent to President Donald Trump. The survey found that Trump would beat everyone but Biden in a 2020 matchup. Biden, who has earned the reputation of being gaffe-prone, raised eyebrows for slamming the Trump administration overseas at the Munich Security Conference this weekend. "The America I see values basic human decency, not snatching children from their parents or turning our back on refugees at our border," the former vice president said. "The American people understand, please, because it makes us an embarrassment," he added. However, this is far from the first instance in which Biden has criticized the president and his supporters. Biden, echoing Hillary Clinton's infamous basket of deplorables remark, once referred to President Donald Trump's supporters as virulent people and dregs of society.